The celebrated Chicano comedy troupe Culture Clash, with its first revolutionary appearance in San Francisco in 1984, let the world know that in its hands, political theater could be more than just scathing and brutally honest. It could be fun. In taking the political theater form and twisting it like a balloon animal, founders Richard Montoya, Herbert Seguenza, and Ricardo Salinas began to reverse people's expectation that political theater was always strident, angry, and unfunny. Now, co-founder Salinas has found a way to do the exact opposite. In an inspired collaboration with San Francisco's popular Teatro Zenzani, Salinas has taken a show known for its lighthearted lack of seriousness and, as director, has injected a conspicuous political consciousness into the famed dinner theater circus show. Titled Too Caliente to Handle, the new Teatro Zenzani show still contains the usual explosions of weird juggling, singing, acrobatics, and comedy. But now there's a storyline that invites people to consider how immigrants and the working poor might view the American dream.
It was just, I thought, a great opportunity to just infuse a little subversive politics. It's not, you know, overbearing or a little too much, but you know, what would happen if a place gets closed down and the way the economy is, you know, a tent has to be moved. And, of course, they forget to tell all the backstage and the workers that are in the kitchen. They forgot to give them the pink slip, and that happens. And so these people who are usually, you know, are not seen decide that they could save the day and put on a show. So it's true. Yeah, I got to put a little bit of that, I guess, a little politics into it.
What do you think is the most Culture Clash-like moment in the show?
Well, I think it's just the top of the show. When the corporation, you know, where the piano plays, thun, 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 comes in and says that, you know, everybody has to go, and then all of a sudden they look and there's a loophole, and they have to, the workers can keep the show till midnight, or at least put on a show. And, you know, the back of the house becomes the front of the house. And I think that's a very Culture Clash thing for the show, because for the years that we've been with the group Culture Clash, it's always been highlighting kind of the underdogs, kind of the voices that are not heard on the mainstream of America. So that's kind of the most Culture Clash thing of the show, which is kind of the launching pad to the rest of the night.
Well, I think it's actually really subversive to take a show where a lot of the folks, you know, are paying a fairly big ticket to sit there and be entertained. And suddenly they're really thinking about the plight of the people that are serving this great, you know, four-star meal. I think that that's really kind of sly and sneaky of you, but very well done.
Thank you. You know, and I'm almost feeling like a little trepidatious when you say it, because I think it's so subversive that, you know, I sat back and I was actually like going, oh, my God, I can't believe it's actually working. You know, I made sure to get words like collective bargaining out there. You know, and at the same time, you know, they're asking for a pink slip, and then one of the workers comes out and pulls out a real lady's pink slip. So you got to balance it in order to feed the message a little bit.
What are you proudest of in this show? I mean, when you saw it with an audience and saw that it was working, what was the moment where you went, wow, I'm so glad we did that?
Well, you know what it was? It was finding all the different performers that do these amazing feats, you know, the acrobats, the women that do the hula act, the Argentinian voladores act. So it's an immigrant story when you look at it, because a lot of these folks that are performing, they're from the Ukraine, they're from France, from China, Montreal, Chula Vista near San Diego. You know, everybody had a chance to tell their little story within the big story, and they all had an arc. Even the guy that plays the bad guy, the corporation, who is from China, he also even had a story where, you know, he had to do this because his father was the one that owned the tent. But as he saw how these performers performed and did it with heart and with gusto, he later buys the tent, and then he gets to perform himself.
And the performer who did that, the act at the end, the one who was the developer, what a great actor he was. While dangling above everybody's heads, that was an incredibly dramatic performance he was giving.
And a lot of, I don't know what, I don't know if they've done this before in Teatro Zanzani, where I had them actually acting as though they were theater actors. But it was so funny telling this young man, I told him that he has to watch Yul Brynner in The King and I to get this kind of acting style. And he really did his homework, and he really invested in being the bad guy, because I kept telling him, at the end, you're going to be somewhat of a hero. And then the actors that were telling me, I can't stand it, they're booing us. And I go, that's great, that means you're selling it.
So now that you've done this and this was successful, are you looking for other established entertainments to infuse some of that culture clash comedy into?
I got the bug, that's for sure. So now that I did Zanzani, I definitely am looking for something that I could do that's in a larger scope, because I think I'm enjoying kind of how the story is being told without me in it.
And I think it's just really good to continue pushing what we talked about at the beginning, that political commentary can be fun.
You know, I mean, when we started doing Culture Clash, and then when I think of this show, you know, I have to think of the San Francisco mime troupe that I used to watch when I was, you know, in high school even. And then the farm workers theater, El Teatro Campesino, which was down here in San Juan Bautista, that was Luis Valdez doing these performances on a flatbed truck out there in the middle of the valley, teaching farm workers for their rights, and he did it through theater. So it's a strong tool, it really is.
Teatro Zanzani's Too Caliente to Handle runs Wednesdays through Sundays in the Big Tent on the Embarcadero in San Francisco. Information about the show can be found at love.zanzani.org. I'm David Templeton for Arts ID.